From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Some brainy contestants are backstage gobbling down omega-3 fatty acids, fueling up to play our nerdy games, but only one will become our big winner. And our special guest is Loudon Wainwright. His career spans 4 decades. His songs are full of wordplay and wry wit and are about everything from dead skunks to Donald Trump to family funks. I can relate to the last one. I am the youngest of 6 children, and I still get treated like a baby. My brothers and sisters, every time they see me, they go, "Nobody wanted you. You were a mistake." That's funny stuff. But the last time, I actually went and I spoke to my mother about it, and she was very cool. She was like, "Don't be ridiculous. You all were mistakes." So let's get things started with our first 2 contestants. Our first contestant is Tom Sullivan. You, interestingly, are raising your daughter to be a Mets fan.
Yeah, it's it's a terrible affliction. Yeah, but she loves it. And actually, her favorite toy is a stuffed Mr. Met. So,
wait, how old is she?
6 months.
Okay, so she doesn't know any better. What life lessons do you want her to gain from being a Mets fan?
Well, that's where you get all your life lessons if you're spoiled like a Yankees fan.
Uh-huh.
Or especially a young Red Sox fan who knows nothing but the glory of 3 World
Series. Sure. Teams.
The Mets, I'm 28. I've never seen the Mets win a World Series. I missed the last one by 1 year. So,
you're teaching her about hope.
Perseverance, maybe.
Perseverance.
That's a good one, John.
In the face of impossible odds.
Right.
Your opponent is Mitchell Hoffing, and you are a parent of a fencer.
Yes, I am.
Interesting.
He likes to stab things.
He likes to stab things. Very interesting way of putting it. What life lessons have you learned from your son being a fencer?
Fencing bags are heavy to carry around.
Oh, yeah. All right. You have to carry all the equipment.
Sometimes, as he got older, I dumped it on him. But for a while, it was me.
And how old is he?
He's 17 now.
Okay. So what do you think he's getting out of fencing that he can apply for the rest of his life?
I mean, it's great life lessons in perseverance and a good way to let out your aggression also.
It's exactly like being a Mets fan.
I'm a Mets fan too.
Oh, there you go.
Though I do remember some World Series victories.
In the public radio trivia system, there are 2 separate yet equally important parts. The comedian who hosts the program and the musician who performs musical parodies. These are their stories.
Chong Chong.
See, we couldn't get a real Law & Order sound effect, so we just got our puzzler, Art Chung, to say his last name twice.
How'd I do?
It's like I'm just watching the show. Yeah. So in this game, we've rewritten the intro to Law & Order SVU to be about other things with 3 initials.
So if I said, in Munich's car manufacturing system, the dedicated assembly line workers are members of an elite Beamer factory, you would answer Law & Order BMW.
You're going to buzz in to answer, and the winner is going to move on to our final round at the end of the show. Oh, and we've actually replaced our regular buzzer sound with Art Chung doing that fantastic Law & Order sound effect. So here we go. In the bureaucratic system, the dedicated government workers who control slow-moving lines are the members of an elite driver's licensing office.
Chung, chung.
Mitchell.
Law and Order DMV.
That is correct, yes.
It's going to be a fun game, I can tell already.
In the psychedelic drug system, the hippies turning on, tuning in, and dropping out are members of an elite acid trip.
Chung chung.
Tom.
Law and Order LSD.
That is correct.
In the professional ice hockey system, the dedicated goalies are members of an elite power play.
Chung chung.
Tom.
Law and Order NHL.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I know I brought this up before, but only here in America do you say ice hockey? What are you delineating? Like, what? Oh, we weren't talking about table hockey?
Floor hockey.
Field hockey.
Field hockey, floor hockey, table hockey.
All right. Now I know why people in ice hockey are so violent. In the package delivery system, the drivers who try not to make left turns are members of an elite fleet of brown trucks.
Chong, chong.
Mitchell.
Law and Order, UPS.
That's right, exactly.
This is your last clue. In the online social networking system, the Redditors who interact with celebrities are members of an elite question and answer session.
Chong, chong.
Tom.
Law and Order AMA.
Correct.
Nicely done. Puzziger R. Chung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great. Congratulations, Tom. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.